Hello there, this is Dave Allen for EV 20 Questions, and I'm having a little bit of charging card anxiety. Not having any sort of range anxiety because I've been able to go all the places I want to go to, and I haven't run out of juice yet, but I'm looking at all the cards I need to have for this thing at the moment, and it's kind of adding up. So let's go through all the cards I've got and let's see what we're going to do with each of these cards. Well, the main card I want to use is one called Targeta Vehicle Electric. Now, this is one I got from the gentleman of Girona. That's the Girona Council. And it's the same as the one that you get from Barcelona Ajuntament. And I originally sort of ordered the one from Barcelona Ajuntament, but they took 3 or 4 weeks, did nothing at all. And then I went into Girona, was able to go into an office, and I was able to get the card in my hand right that very minute. So I have the card, and there's also a chance that in some point of time that I'll get the similar card from Barcelona sent to me in the post. But at the moment, nothing's arrived, and I don't know when it's going to be, if anything at all. So, but anyway, this is the one that covers any sort of charging points in Barcelona, Girona, some of the towns around the edges. So, for instance, I was in Olot, I was able to use this card. I was in a little town called Viladrau, which was on the way towards Olot. I was able to use it there as well. I haven't had any success with it in using it in Barcelona yet, but I'm told that I can use it in Barcelona. And it's not just good for the charging of the car, but it's also for parking the car as well. In the blue and the green zones, I can put my details in them as per this card, and I can park for free in those places as well. So that's something that's kind of good, really. That's what I want to use more than anything else. And it's especially good because with this card, on the chargers that I can use it on, I can charge for free. Even better still. But I do need to make some trips down to Barcelona and give the card a try in a few different places and see how that works. So that's the Targeta Vehicle Electric that I have from the Girona Ajuntament. Another one I have is from Plugsurfing or plugsurfing.com. And this one's basically a little thing that is an RFID card that you put onto your keyring. It's kind of not shaped like the usual sort of card. It's more like a thing that you put onto a keyring. It's sort of ovaloid sort of shape with a sort of bit of an area where you can sort of put a keyring through it. And I've yet to try that one out, but I've put more interest into that recently because, well, for a start off, I paid €10 for this. And also, I noticed that Jaguar have signed up with Plugsurfing to do some sort of deal because it works well with the Jaguar I-Pace. The app that goes with it, it's okay. But sometimes you have to wait a little bit of a time before the charging stations populate on the map. So you have to be a little bit patient. Sometimes you have to zoom in a little bit or zoom out a bit to be able to see where these chargers are. And then zoom back in again to sort of go to exactly the one you want before you can actually start, you know, pressing on the buttons to see what you've got to do next, such as, you know, like activating a charge point or whatever else. Most of the sort of chargers within this one here are sort of paid chargers. And basically, you have to put some payment details in there as well. So I think I've got it so I can pay with PayPal or I can pay with a credit card. So I actually added the credit card thing to it today. And that seems to be something I'm looking forward to giving it a try to see how that works out when I'm sort of doing a bit of travelling. Not so many of these charging points in Spain. So it's more going to be when I go towards France. And maybe there's going to be others in Germany as well. But for the moment, it seems to be mostly in France. Then I have a Targeta de Recarga. Now, this is from IBIL, Business for Petrol Stations. And they've got charging points on some forecourts. There's not many of them around the country in Spain. And I've just got it because when I do my trip around the Iberic Peninsula, I plan to use this card in a few places. I noticed that there was one or two of these places in País Vasco. That's the Basque country. So I look forward to sort of giving that a bit of a try out, and it's one of the ones that I've got there as a bit of a sort of backstop sort of thing. Now, another one which I look at, I think I got this one first of all, is one called Charge Map. And with Charge Map, it sort of allows me to connect to quite a few different sort of charging sort of networks. I haven't had a chance to use this one yet. I better sort of see if I can find some charging points that I can go to and have a visit and give it a try. I tried it when I was in Perpignan. It didn't work for me. That one needed a different card, which I have since ordered and received in the post. I'll have to give this charge map one a try and see how that goes. Again, most of the days, well, actually, there's quite a few, I think, in Spain for this one, but there's a lot all across Europe for that one. Okay, so this other one that I've got, which is the Key We Pass. That's K-I, big W-H-I Pass. And it's called Easy Trip. Now, this one's a French company, so obviously they're all the charging points are in France. And I've managed to get an account started up on the website. I've ordered the card. It cost me €24. And I think it may even be a sort of annual cost of €24 for this card as well. It's an RFID card. And it's got a little sort of RFID contactless symbol on it as well. And the idea with this one is that I'll be able to use this when I'm heading towards Les Anglais, which is a place I go to for some vacation in the autumn. And it'll be able to mean I can use the Perpignan charge point at the Auchan shopping centre if I'm going there at a time when the Nissan dealer is not available for any reason, perhaps. Well, that, in fact, the last time I was in Perpignan, I was looking at the one in Auchan, first of all. Couldn't use it because I hadn't got the charge cards for it. And then I went to the Nissan dealer and I was too late. It closed. Most of the Nissan dealers or the garages here in Spain tend to stay open until 8 o'clock. But this one here was closed and it was only 7:30, so I was just out of luck with that one. And then the other card that I've got is from New Motion. This one seems to have quite a lot of charge points all around Europe, and I think this one actually looks quite useful. The app, again, it takes a little while for the charge points to populate into the application, but when they do, it looks like it's going to be fairly easy to use. I've got an app for this one as well, so the website and the app together and the RFID card, I think I'm pretty well served with the New Motion card. I think there was another one I ordered as well. I haven't seen it, it's just not arrived. I can't remember for the life of me what it was because it was a few weeks ago. It might even be the one that I'm thinking about from the Barcelona Ajuntament that I'm thinking of. It's just been that so long, I'll get confused with all these different cards. So I'll just sort of count through what I've got at the moment. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cards. And I haven't even got started yet. I think there's still some more that I could get. And if I go sort of travelling off to, let's say, for instance, I wanted to go to England, or if I wanted to travel up through to Scotland, or if I wanted to keep going further and go and visit my family in Ireland, I'd probably have to have more of them as well. So I'd end up with wallets full of RFID cards. Now, this is okay. I mean, it doesn't cost an awful lot. It doesn't sort of, it's not a lot of hassle to carry a whole different load of cards with you. I suppose the point as well is that some of these cards are a bit duplicated so that you could get to a charging point, which will work with maybe ChargeMap, and maybe it'll also work with the Kiwi Pass or maybe the New Motion Pass. So a little bit of backup there, whereas if one RFID card doesn't work, then maybe it'll work with the other one. So that's a plus point, I suppose. But what I'd really like to see is I'd like to see these charging points taking it so that you can just pay with a credit card. Because I mean, we've all got credit cards. We don't really need these RFID cards. What we want is to be able to use contactless payments with a debit card or a credit card and just pay for it as we go. Why do we have to have all these RFID cards? I think it's technology gone mad. That's what it is. Technology gone mad. So the next thing for me to talk about is the fact that I put my car into the dealer's workshop to get it fixed. It was supposed to get fixed on the 25th of last month, but they rang me up on the Friday before the Monday. I was supposed to go in there and said, "We haven't got the power yet. Can you come in some other time? We'll make a date for next month." And so next month has turned up and it's the 16th of the month. It wasn't too long to have to wait, maybe 2.5 weeks, maybe 3 weeks or something like that. And I've taken the car in. I took it in yesterday. I got a courtesy car, and it would have been nice if it could have been automatic. It would have been marvellous if it had been an electric car. But it wasn't either of those. It was a petrol manual gear change. And the manual gear change wasn't so much of a bother, but it is a bit of a bind having to sort of, you know, get the muscle memory back again to be able to change in gears, to remember to change down gears and use the clutch when you're sort of coming up junctions so you don't stall and look like an idiot. At least I'm getting to try out a Nissan Qashqai. That's something good, I suppose. Anyway, it was rather nice to be able to get a courtesy car, and it didn't cost anything. It was part of the Nissan deal. It would have been nice if it could have been an electric car, though. Today I had to ring them up because I took it in there yesterday. They said it'd probably be ready today. I rang them up today. I thought they might ring me at some point in time today to give me some updates, but you know, these people don't do these sorts of things. They basically do whatever they're doing there and don't think about you until it's time to say, yeah, I suppose your car's ready, you can go and get it now. And that could be in one day's time, it could be a week's time, it could be whenever. Yeah, I don't know. I think I like a bit more customer service. Yeah, when these sort of places actually sort of, you know, think about the customer and what the customer wants. And what I want is to be kept updated. And these sort of places don't really do a very good job of that. I rang them up today and they said to me that the car will probably be ready tomorrow. I still kind of wonder about that. I still think there's a chance that they might say, no, it'll be the day after, or I have to ring them again and say, where's my car? And they'll say, oh, no, it's the day after. Because the reason I think this is because it's an intermittent fault. And with this intermittent fault, it only starts coming into play after I've driven, you know, 50 or 60 kilometres. When I was actually driving down to the dealers yesterday, the weather was terrible, by the way. It was absolutely dreadful. There was a storm. There was so much water, so much rain that came out that I couldn't actually see the lines on the road there. So I was having to really drive very, very carefully indeed as I was driving down to the dealers. Anyway, so I got there, you know, safely enough, and that was okay. This intermittent fault, it starts to sort of give up warnings and do a sort of thing where it sort of tries to slow you down, sort of it just beeps and it kind of like you puts it on the brakes briefly, which can be, well, in fact, it is very annoying because, I mean, if there's a car behind you, that's bad if it slows you down sufficiently. Fortunately, I've managed to get my foot onto the accelerator to override this problem whenever it's been necessary, and it's been a signal for me to turn off ProPilot Assist. So as you imagine, you know, ProPilot Assist is one of the things that you buy the Nissan 2018 Leaf 4. So you want to have a good you know, experience with the ProPilot Assist and with the intelligent cruise control. And up till now, I haven't really had that. And I've driven, gee, it must be 3,000 kilometres at this stage. And it's been sort of far too long to be able to get this thing sorted out. What happens after this sort of, you know, this initial stage is that I can drive a bit further on. Maybe I can turn ProPilot Assist back on and it'll sort of be okay, and I can cover the accelerator with my foot just in case. But at some point in time, what happens is that I get the message to say that, well, in fact, it's a dirty, great big warning symbol comes up in the screen in front of me. And it says that it puts the brakes on and it tries to stop you completely. And it's even more dangerous than the other one where it just sort of slows you down just a little bit because it's more intermittent. It doesn't last so long. But this other one basically wants to slam the anchors on, and obviously that's very dangerous if you've got cars coming up behind you. At least at this point, it reports a fault to say that the radar sensor is blocked or not working, and it completely turns it all off, and you don't have to worry about the car wanting to stop suddenly in the motorway. So at that stage, I'm really sort of hyper aware that I need to be careful of it. In fact, at some point in time, this sort of problem doesn't only sort of happen when the ProPilot is switched on. It'll sort of actually do that when your ProPilot is switched off, just the fact that I've been using it during the day. So it's still quite dangerous. As you can imagine, I'm quite glad when I get this system fault warning and the whole thing's turned off and it stopped being dangerous. I'm really going to be delighted to get this thing fixed because, I mean, we don't want to be driving a car that's going to be dangerous on the road. I mean, in Spain here, the people do tend to sort of drive a bit too close behind you. And it was no different when it was a rainy day either as well, because people were still sort of driving too fast and too close to the car in front. So I was digressing a little bit there. So hopefully this car is going to be fixed and I'll have no more problems with it. And do you know what? It's been a good car so far. I mean, I've been pretty pleased with it, but it wasn't as good as my Renault Clio. The Renault Clio, I had that for 3 years. Renault rang me up two or three times to give me a bit of customer service, to ask me if there was any problems, did I want to sort of complain about anything, did I want to have any help with anything. And basically I said, no, it's fine, I'm just driving it, everything's fine. And 3 years, no problems whatsoever. I only took it to the dealers to get the services each year when the sort of little message came up on the screen there. And I didn't have to do anything more than that. And it's been a great car. And tomorrow it's going back to the dealers. So I have to take it back because my wife is trading it in because she doesn't want to drive it herself. She wants a different car. She wants a Renault Kangoo, which she's going to call Skippy. It would have been lovely if we could have persuaded her to get a electric Kangoo, but that wasn't going to happen. So she hasn't quite got the belief in the charging system yet. And to be honest, a Kangoo would be just perfect for her. The other thing with getting the electric version is that would have been a lot more money, so we had to kind of go for the petrol version anyway. We didn't have a lot of choice at that point with having bought an electric car already this year. We didn't want to buy a diesel. I strongly suggested that we didn't get a diesel version. And the other thing that I strongly suggested was that she got one with the automatic gearbox, so that when we have to swap over, say we're driving someplace, she's persuading me that we need to go in the petrol car, and she wants me to take over with the driving, I'm going to be able to drive it a little bit easier because I'm going to use an automatic gearbox, which is a whole lot preferable to using the Qashqai. I've been driving that yesterday and today. It's got a 6-speed gearbox. And to be honest, I think 5 is quite enough. Just a little bit of a chat I'm having today about bits and pieces. And at some point in time, when I get a bit more of a chance, I'm going to do some more interviews. I haven't been able to do many lately because over the last 2 weeks I've had my mother-in-law staying with us, and she's one of these old ladies that likes to have the television on all the time. We have persuaded her to try using some things that put over your ears, you know, the headphones, and she does for a while, but you know, inevitably at some point in time I'm going to be sort of recording an interview with somebody, and she's got fed up with sitting there watching the television with these headphones on, and she's going to come barging into my office and start saying, "Do you want anything in the kitchen or anything? Or do you want to eat something?" Oh, she's all in Spanish, and she's really annoying for that. But still, enough of my problems with my mother-in-law. This is Dave Allen for EV20 Questions, just talking stuff about my RFID card anxiety and about my looking forward to getting my car back from the workshop where they're fixing the radar sensor at the front. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.